hope it's all right with you. I'm Nick Mattis with Jeff Woodworth and the third member of our team, Michael Barabalt. We're from Rancho Cotati High School tonight. The Rancho Cotati Cougars are taking on the Benicia Panthers in this Division III semifinal. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're going to take you to kickoff at 7 p.m. The Cougars and the Panthers, fellas. Last week, the Benicia Panthers ended up defeating the El Cerrito. I don't know what was El Cerrito. The Gauchos, oh yeah, we know that. We for sure know Michael Barabalt, a Petaluma Trojan, would know about that. But the Panthers took down El Cerrito 34 to 14 in their first round game. And the Rancho Cotati Cougars, fellas, they had a real tough, real, Michael, that was a heck of a ball game against the Windsor Jaguars. Second time those teams had played this season. Windsor dominated most of the game and led in the fourth quarter. But a scoop and a score and a pick six for Rancho Cotati. And holy moly, here they are in the semifinal game of the Division III North Coast Section semifinals.
Yeah, that's a big win for Rancho coming from behind that like that. And it brings gives them a lot of momentum coming into tonight's ball game. You know, you're facing a Benicia team that's 10-1, and that has shoved the ball down their opponent's throat. So we're going to have to see how the Rancho defense comes through and tries to stop Benicia's top two running backs, which are very explosive out of the backfield.
Yep. Jeff Woodworth, what's your thoughts here before we start breaking down the Benicia Panthers?
Fellas, the Benicia Panthers just ran onto the field right behind us coming out of the locker room, and they're hyped. They got me going. I'm ready for this game. Playoffs. It's been a while since we've all been together. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys, fellas. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Benicia Panthers. They won the Diablo Valley League, 6 wins and no losses. I mentioned they beat El Cerrito in the first round of the North Coast playoffs last week. 10-1 on the season, fellas. Their only loss was to Sutter, and Sutter's a very good quality opponent. They ended up 10-1 on the season, and then at only loss against Sutter, I was talking to Coach Craig Holden, and he said, Nick, we dominated the game. We had 64 plays to 43 plays for the Sutter team. We had 15 first down to 7 first downs, but they had a play called the tight end pop pass. And the tight end pop pass hurt us, Nick. 3 touchdowns off of the same exact play, and we ended up dropping that contest 23-20, our only blemish on the season. So he's very confident that they can come in here tonight. They're on a 8-game winning streak right now, fellas. So they're rolling on all cylinders. And you mentioned some players for them, and we're going to talk about them. They have 2 twin brothers, Kendall and Cameron Lane, numbers 3 and 5. And both those players are excellent players. Number 5, Cameron, is the starting quarterback. They also rotate in a sophomore quarterback, and he's an excellent player. Number 6, Tyson Wallace. Wallace is a little bit better of a passing quarterback than Cameron. And again, Kendall Lane, the twin brother, he is averaging, fellas, 14 yards a carry this season when he gets the football. He knows how to carry the rock, and he carries it very well.
Yeah, we're going to expect Benicia to try and run some clock, try and give the Rancho offense, keep them off the field as much as possible. They're going to shove it down your throat. They've only thrown 95 passes all year long. So it's going to be a run-heavy attack. They are going to rely on those 3 guys that you mentioned, not just for running the ball, but also throwing it and trying to make some plays.
Yeah. Coach Craig Holden, this is his 19th season as the coach for the Benicia Panthers, the second year that they're in the North Coast playoffs. He felt that the San Joaquin section was a little deeper, and they're very happy to be in the North Coast section. He said, you know, Nick, I got to tell you, when we were in the San Joaquin section there, when they started that tournament with 16 teams, there were 16 good teams. It was tough to get through that finals there. And so he's feeling very optimistic about tonight's game. The winner of this game will take on Las Lomas. Las Lomas won earlier today. They're the number 1 seed. They ended up defeating Hayward 37-6. And let's go ahead and get that interview right now with Coach Craig Holden about his in today's matchup.
This is Nick Mattis. I'm at Rancho Cotati High School in the pregame. the North Coast Section Division III semifinal. Rancho Cotati Cougars hosting the Benicia Panthers. I'm with the Panthers head coach, Craig Holden. Last week, you guys beat El Cerrito. Why don't you give me your thoughts real quick on that last week's performance?
That is, we had a little bit of a slow start coming out of the gate because we were off the week before, and then we started getting rolling, and once we got rolling, it was all downhill from there.
Yeah. First year you guys are in the North Coast section. For the previous 18 years of your coaching career, you guys were in the San Joaquin section in the playoffs. Is that correct?
We've been in here 2 years. Last year was our first year in.
Okay.
But, yeah, a little bit different, it's definitely, getting used to some different teams instead of being used to what you've been used to playing. And now we're getting used to a bunch of different teams and a bunch of different places.
Yeah, well, welcome to be here. Thanks to, great season, 10-1 on the season right now, Coach. What's the recipe tonight for you guys to have a victory and move on to the championship to face Las Lomas?
Run the ball hard. I mean, just establish the run and then pass off the run. And then, Rancho's a good team. They're going to score, and we anticipate that. So we just need to score a couple more points.
Yeah, outscore them at the end there. Coach, we're going to talk to you at the beginning of the second half there. So Michael Barabalt is going to take over that. I want to wish you all the luck in the world here and look forward to a great slobber knocker, Coach.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
going to
call it. This is Nick Mattis at Rancho Cotati High School getting ready for the semifinal game. Thanks. Thank you very much, Coach Craig Holden.
Well, give us all a little preview of what to look for. I did want to mention, fellas, that they do a running back by committee. They also have a couple of really good running backs. Morian Burrell and Armani Moore-Talton, they're going to substitute in there with Kendall Lane. Everybody stays fresh. I think that's one thing about Benicia that Coach Craig Holden mentioned. He said, Nick, we're very deep. We've got a lot of good talent at all the positions. He's very excited about this team, and their defensive standout is Darius McNorton. 13 sacks on the season, leads the team. They've got a couple of big other defensive linemen that we're going to keep an eye out for. Senior Derek Campbell, this guy's a man amongst boys, 6'3", 275 pounds, 26 solo tackles, so he's going to cause some havoc there with the Hog Mollies. And then their sophomore, Miles Bailey, 6'3", 240 pounds. He's a defensive end. The other couple of players to keep an eye on are another sophomore, Janari Boone. He's going to play outside linebacker. Basically, their whole defense is pretty stout, because when I was looking at their average per game, they're only allowing 10 points a game, and they're scoring 42.
And I think the scoring is probably going to have to do something with what you touched upon a little earlier, and that's going to be the size of the wide receivers out on the outside, Nick. They've got one that I'm looking down this roster right now, 6'2", 5'11", 5'10", 6'3", 6'2". This is some weapons on the outside here that's definitely going to be utilized against when you start taking a look at Rancho's DBs, who are all about 6 feet and under. It's going to be an interesting matchup there on the outside.
Well, we're going to see if the defensive backs for Rancho Cotati can cover them. That's always a challenge. Real quickly, let's send it over to Michael Barabalt. Michael, what are some of the most exciting playoff games that you you did a little homework, Michael, and let's talk about it here. We're going to go from 5 down to 1 real quick here. In the NCS, a second-round game on November 21st, 2015, and wouldn't you know, it happened to be your Petaluma Trojans against these Rancho Cotati Cougars. What's your thoughts on that game, Michael?
Rancho jumped out to a 28-12 lead in the first half. Petaluma came back. It was 35-28 Rancho with about 2 minutes left. Mo Ward, a great running back here at Rancho, broke off about a 35-yard run. John Lautner, the defensive end from Petaluma, came from behind, knocked the ball loose well before Ward was down. The ref blew the whistle inadvertently, revealed after, an inadvertent whistle. Petaluma was victim to a controversial decision. Rancho gets one first down, runs out the clock, and it was definitely a low point because, remember, 2 weeks earlier at this same Rancho Cotati High School, Petaluma lost to Annalee on a Hail Mary, but Ross Simmons, the Annalee wide receiver, was not in the end zone. So second time in 3 weeks, Petaluma was falling victim to a controversial play.
Michael, it seems like you're a little bitter about that loss there, huh? All right, let's talk a little bit about Rancho Cotati, and we'll get back to this top five here in just a moment. The Rancho Cotati Cougars, 8 wins and 3 losses on the season. They came in second place in the Redwood division this year. Last week we mentioned they squeezed by Windsor with 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns, 38-33. Their coach, Garrig Hoteling, met with me before the game, and we're going to run that interview with Coach Garrig Hoteling right now.
This is Nick Mattis. I'm at Rancho Cotati High School for the North Coast Section Division III semifinal. The Rancho Cotati Cougars hosting the Benicia Panthers. Rancho Cotati, 8 wins and 3 losses. Benicia coming in here at 10-1. I've got Coach Garrig Hoteling of the Rancho Cotati Cougars here. Coach, thanks for joining us, and congratulations to get to the semifinal.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Last week, you guys had a pretty good victory last week. You want to talk a little bit shortly about that big win and maybe single out a couple players that you thought had excellent performances?
Yeah, I think it was a huge game. Anytime you get a win in the playoffs is nice, especially against a league rival, and especially the way it was done. First of all, it's tough to beat a team twice in 1 year. I don't care, you know, how good you are, they are, vice versa. It's tough to beat a team twice in a year because of the familiarity, but God, it was just an awesome win. And you know, it came back from a 9-point deficit at halftime, kicking off the ball. So what I'm most proud of is our poise, and we never panicked, and we were always calm, cool, and collected, and knew at some point the tide would turn, and sure enough, it did. I think you know, obviously we had 2 defensive fourth-quarter touchdowns, which, you know, helped seal the deal, and those two guys I'd like to talk about, Gino Mancarini, sophomore defensive end, with a scoop and score with Raymond Nixon, his other defensive end counterpart, forcing the fumble. That was huge, and I thought that changed the momentum and the whole game.
And then the pick six.
And then the pick six, Mahala Santorinios, out of nowhere in the fog, you couldn't even see out there, and he just, wow, what an amazing play. And what was even better is to see his teammates blocking for him on that. There were some incredible legal blocks that occurred to spring that touchdown, so yeah. I just think it was a good performance.
Yeah, great come from behind victory against the Windsor Jaguars, and a lot of props to Windsor. They played super hard, and tonight's opponent now, the Benicia Panthers. They come over from the San Joaquin Valley, the Diablo Valley League. They're 10-1. What's your thoughts on the Panthers, and what's your recipe for success in tonight's game?
Well, they're a talented group. They're fast, a lot faster than us. Size is comparable. You know, they got a lot, you know, they have a lot of success this year. What we're trying to do is put them into adversity. They've only, you know, really had one, you know, tough game this year, and it was close, and they ended up losing to Sutter. And we don't think that they've been through as much adversity as us. And we've come back from 3 halftime deficits this year and played some really good competition and had a lot of tight ball games. So we're trying to put them in a position where, you know, they might not necessarily be as comfortable. Maybe put them in a deficit early, or force them to pass the ball, or do things that they're not comfortable with. That's what we're trying to do. But ultimately, it's going to come down to tackling. Can we tackle these guys? Can we rally to the ball and make tackles? We'll give up 2, 3, 8 yards a carry, you know, occasionally. What we can't do is give up the 40, the 60, the 75-yard touchdown run. See, if that occurs, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, bending and not breaking, okay. So this is Coach Garrig Hoteling at Rancho Cotati High School. We're going to get the coach's thoughts at the end of the second quarter. Good luck today, Coach. Go get those Panthers.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Nick Mattis for the Game of the Week on KSRO.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for the Division III semifinal. I'm Nick Mattis, along with my right-hand man, Jeff Woodworth, and the third member of our team, Michael Baribault. Let's talk a little bit more, fellas, about these Rancho Cotati Cougars. We've seen them twice this season already. They've got a great quarterback, number 18, Jared the Night Stalker, 6'1", 180. Coach Garrig Hoteling says that Jared plays the best when he's relaxed and having fun. And I think we all play well when we're relaxed and having fun, right?
Absolutely.
You get too upset, and it takes away from your game. Their number one running back, the Diesel, Rasheed Rankin, 6'1", 225. likes to run the football angry, in his own words, when he's running angry, and he wants to fall forward on every carry. That's his goal.
He's a very dangerous downhill runner, one of the best in the North Bay, if we're going to be completely frank, right up there with the likes of the running back Marin Newman. I love Rankin. It's just something about him where he gets hit that first time and it just charges him up and he's able to keep propelling himself down the field. It's one of those things where Rankin's going to average at least 3.5-4 yards a carry for you on most of his attempts.
Mike, what do you think about their wide receiving crew? Who do you like on their wide receivers?
I'm a big fan of Jack Reese. He came up with a big touchdown last week against Windsor, kept him in that ball game. Him and Jared Stucker have a really good relationship and a connection on the football field. I also like him on the defensive side as well. He's a very good defensive back for this Cougar secondary. I think he can be a complete X factor in this ball game against a very, very good Benicia offense.
Yeah, I like Jack's size, 6'2", athletic, goes up to get the football at
just
the peak.
Just like his brother Logan, who was a senior a couple years ago. He was very good.
Very good. Jared likes to look for his tight end. He's a real big target, very athletic. Anthony Scardina, 200 pounds, can catch the football in a crowd. So those would be a couple of the offensive weapons that the Night Stalker is going to have to work with. On defense, sophomore Giorgio Mincarini. Hey, last week, a scoop and a score in the fourth quarter against Windsor. Gehrig said that that turned the tide, and then their other star player goes both ways. Mahalis Santorinos intercepted a pass, got some blocks as he went downfield, and had the lineman's dream, a pick six.
I think the scariest thing about these guys, is that between Mincarini and Santorinos, aside from very difficult last names, they're big young kids, right? You have a sophomore and a junior, 6'2", 225, the other one's 6'3", 180 pounds. They're just going to continue to fill out that frame and just get more and more dangerous as they continue to play.
And Rancho does a very good job at the younger levels, the freshman JV levels, developing these kids, making them varsity ready, and they have a really good freshman JV coaching staff. They have well prepared for the varsity level.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a look at the Ty Paletti, you know, the last game we did here against the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, Ty was out that game, and it really hurt the Cougars. They needed him in the secondary, so he's back tonight, 6'1", 180, an excellent player. Number 13, we're going to keep a look at him. But, Jeff, I want to talk a little bit about the Hog Mollies for Rancho Cotati, because I think that's the key for success today for the Cougars. The Hog Mollies, Justin Zhang, the center, Orion Piombo, Mahalis Santorinos, the two guards, their tackles, Owen Lopes and Michael Cruz. I think that's the key to a victory for Rancho. They have to control the line of scrimmage and give the offense some opportunities to stay on the field.
And I think it's even more important for Benicia, since they're a run-heavy team. Their offensive line is going to have to get a push up front. And if they're not able to do that, that'll force them to have to throw the ball, which they haven't done very much this year. And that plays into, it could be a play into Rancho's strength and some of their big defensive backs.
Jeff, what are your thoughts here? We're getting ready for kickoff. We just finished the playing of the national anthem, and I apologize, but we needed to finish off our reports there. Give me your thoughts here before we get ready for the opening kickoff in this Saturday night special.
I think it's one of those things where it's pretty formulaic from a football point of view, whether it's high school, college, or professionals. When it comes around the playoff time, you're just going to want to pound the rock, control the clock, keep the other offense off of the field so that way you could dictate your pace of play. If Rancho wants to win this game against Benicia, they're going to need to make sure that they control the outside. Do not let them take advantage of that size mismatch. And then just get Rankin the ball. Just keep feeding Rankin, because as long as he's good to go, this offense is going to be good to go. You can control the clock and ultimately win this game.
And another thing, I think Rancho is a possibility they can go out of that Wildcat formation with Rankin. That'll be another interesting thing to watch for. If they go out of that, if Stalker's struggling, don't be afraid to see, be ready to see Rankin out of the Wildcat. And this is going to be a fantastic game. This place is getting filled up pretty well. We got a huge line down at the gate there. It's going to be loud. It's going to be fun. I'm going to head down to the sideline, and I'll be giving you guys some reports after the first quarter.
That's the third member of our team, Michael Barabalt, going down there to get a field-level view. I'm going to tell you, I think the key for success also for the Cougars is they have to tackle. And Coach Garrick Hotaling mentioned to me, Nick, we have to pursue and we have to tackle with several players on the team. Can't count on just one man to get this. We're getting ready for the kickoff here. Both teams on the field. Tonight, the Cougars will be wearing red pants and blue jerseys with their blue hats. the Benicia Panthers come in here. They're wearing all white, except for their helmets are nice and of like a, what would you say, that's a teal blue? What would color would you call their helmets?
A royal blue for the listeners at home. Just imagine the equivalent of the San Jose State Spartans jerseys. It's a nice royal blue that they got on their helmet.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Officials for tonight's game, we've got the head referee, Steve Corrigan, back judge, Ron Rowe, home sideline judge, Dave Brown, visitor sideline judge, John Galvin, and the umpire for tonight's game, Matt Inmark. Benicia will be kicking off to the Cougars from our left to our right. And the kick is driven right to the 7-yard line. It's coming straight up the field for the Cougars, weaving towards the sideline, and he's going to be brought down by a plethora of Benicia Panther tackles right at the 27-yard line. Ty Paletti taking the kick.
And here we go, Nick. We're going to see this Rancho Cotati team come out here, try and control, dictate the pace of play with Rankin.
Jared, the Night Stalkers. In the shotgun, two receivers right, two receivers left, and the diesel. By the way, I saw the diesel filling up at the gas station on the way in. Rashid Rankin to his right. Jared Stalker looking over the defense. Four down linemen for the Panthers. The ball's handed up the middle, and here comes the diesel. Finds a big hole, and he's taken down, but not till he's gained 8 yards. Comes straight up the center of the defense.
And, Nick, he wasn't even brought down. He was pushed to the side. The official stopped that because of forward progress.
Tough to bring down the diesel. Absolutely. Rashid Rankin, with his first carry, gains 8 yards. Second down and a long one. Ball placed at the Rancho Cotati 36-yard line. Tight formation. There's going to be a penalty called. Coming in from the visitor sideline.
Nick, I know you touched upon it
John
earlier.
John Galvin.
Earlier in the pregame, but number 56 for Benicia, Darius Hurd, 6'4", 255 pounds. He is lining up straight against Scardinia, who's also 6'4", 200 pounds, and dwarfing him. This is going to be an interesting matchup to watch here.
That'll be an automatic first down. Encroachment on the Benicia Panthers. So first down and 10 for the Cougars. The football at the 41-yard line. The start of the game here. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet. One receiver right, one receiver left, and the diesel in the backfield. He's going to get the football, comes up the middle, and there's another big hole. And the diesel again, they're having trouble bringing the big man down. And the whistles blow and stop play. But so far, the diesel's had two carries, and his jersey is still clean.
Well, Benicia's got a lot of size on their D-line, but the size is on the outside, on the edge rusher. So I think if you're Rancho, you definitely want to capitalize on this ability to punch him right up the middle there in the gut and create some holes that Rankin could just easily prance right through. And then he's ready to mow over the secondary because he's hit that second gear.
Same formation for the Cougars. Second down and two. And there's a false start. Both teams pointing at each other. In comes the sideline judge. That's going to be Dave Brown coming in, discussing it with the back judge there, Ron Rowe.
Two flags out there. I'm not exactly sure who's going to get penalized for what here. These might be offsetting, and they will be.
They're going to pick up the flag. Thanks for joining us tonight. Boy, Jeff, a Saturday night special. Saturday. Okay, it's. I won't do too much singing, okay? We'll let John do that, okay?
All right.
Second down and two. They pick up the penalty. Nobody moves. 10 minutes, 24 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Rancho Cotati High School, the North Coast Section Division III semifinal. In motion comes Jack Reese. The ball again handed up the middle to that man, the diesel, and he's fighting forward. He's right at the first down marker, and he's going to be just short. About a half yard short. It's going to bring up third down, and let's call it a half yard, right at midfield.
And Michael texting us from down on the field, that last penalty was picked up because Benicia clapped, forcing Rancho to jump off sides. It's a little trickery there, not in the best gamesmanship.
Benicia trying to get a player in, and there's a snap, and it's going to be a penalty. Hold on, there's going to be a timeout called. on the field. So that we're going to take our first break here. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato, and save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati. Third down and a long one, and the ball snapped directly to Rashid Rankin, and he's going to be right at the first down marker. Let's see where they spot it, and coming in from the edges, I think they got it, Jeff.
They're giving him a generous spot, and he is for sure going to get that first down. I watched a far line judge come running around about 2 yards ahead of where I thought the ball originally was down. But again, Rankin able to absorb that contact or just fall forward.
That ball was snapped directly to the Diesel. They were in that Black Ops or the Four Horsemen, and he took it straight up the middle. Barely got the first down. The football placed at the 49-yard line of the Benicia Panthers. First and 10, Cougars. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Jared's going to throw his first pass, and it's batted away and knocked down and picked up, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. And a smart play by Benicia on that. That ball was going to be thrown out to the flat there, and if it's considered a lateral, it's a live ball. But the officials felt that he did throw it forward a little, Jeff.
Cameron Lane thought that he had himself a little scoop and score there himself, was taken off for the end zone before the officials blew that play dead. Now, again, if you're Rancho and you're going to throw the ball and you're going to stop the clock, I really think that running the ball is in your best interest here. You want to control the pace of play, make sure you can bleed that clock for as much as you can.
Well, you know, Garrick Hoteling really likes balance. Second down and 10, football at the 49 of Panthers. Snap goes to Jared Stalker. He hands it up the middle, and here comes Rankin again. And he's bowling forward, and he finally gets his jersey dirty, but not till he's gained 8 yards up the middle of the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, it took six Benicia defenders to bring down Rashid Rankin as he falls forward for a gain of about 6.5, 7 yards. It's just a man amongst boys out there.
He's going to get a quick break as Jaden Herrera is going to give him a rest. The Diesel goes to the sideline. Third down and a long three. Cougars with the football at the Panthers 42-yard line. Here's a big third down in the game. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Jared the Stalker, he's going to fake. He comes up the middle. He's found a little hole, and he dives forward for the first down. Whoa, what a great play by the Night Stalker.
Number 84 for Benicia, Miles Bailey, is just getting around on the corner. They're blowing up the screen pass. He actually tipped it on the last play that was dead, but Stalker pulled it down, saw the gap that was created by him jumping so far off the edge, and was able to fall forward for a nice gain.
Yeah, well said right there. Jared was moved forward. He looked for receivers, and he got the first down. They'll move the sticks. Rancho Cotati picks up their third first down on this opening drive. Football now inside the Panthers' 40-yard line.
Something to watch as this game unfolds will be the adjustments that the Rancho Cotati offensive line makes. Again, you are getting great push up the middle, but it's the edge where you're going to struggle to keep up with these athletes.
Two receivers right, two receivers left. Stalker throws out in the flat, and it's complete. And coming up the field for a nice gain, Jordan Broderick made the catch, moved upfield quickly, and was finally taken and pushed out of bounds, but not till he gained 5 yards.
Stalker doing a great job of getting that ball around number 84, Miles Berry, who, yet again, I'm just going to sound like a broken record tonight with the way he's breaking up that line.
He's definitely coming off the ball real quick, no doubt. Jared found a throwing lane and got it out there to Broderick, who came up the field. Second down and 5 for the Cougars. The ball now inside the 35-yard line of the Panthers. First drive of the game, opening possession for the Cougars. Stalker got a receiver left, a receiver right, hands the ball up the middle, coming and finding a hole. He's still moving upfield. He's going to be taken down just short of the first down. That's Jaden Herrera. The little man came up the field, did a nice job, 5'7", 185 pounds, but close to a first down, Jeff. It looks like it's going to be third and a long one.
A very long one, but again, the way Rancho's been moving the ball this drive, I'm full confidence that they'll be able to convert this down. Offensive linemen love run blocking. We'll have to check with Baribault during halftime on that, but they're able to fall forward.
Ball goes right to Jaden Herrera. He comes up the middle. He spins into the first down, and he gets up three more yards after the first down, and he falls at the 25-yard line. Another first down for the Cougars as they're methodically marching down the field.
Those hog mollies up front doing a great job on those run plays, getting the nice little initial shove, push off the line, creating space for their running backs.
And the Diesel's got a good rest, and he's back into the game. Jaden Herrera with a nice series out there, picked up a first down for the Cougars. First and 10, the football right at the Panthers' 25-yard line. Stalker takes it. He fakes a snap. Now he comes around the edge. He's finding some time. Now he throws for the end zone, and it's overthrown.
A little bit of contact there from number 20, Marion Burrell. The linebacker who dropped back into coverage there. But the referee's not calling enough or not seeing enough for a pass interference play. A great job by Stalker there with the presence of mind, dancing around the pocket as it was collapsing on him. Again, Rancho's offensive line needs to make the adjustments on passing plays, drop back, get him enough time because he cannot run around like that all game. He looked like Kyler Murray out there.
Yeah, he was very elusive, bought himself some time, and just missed his receiver in the end zone. Second down and 10. The Cougars at the 25-yard line of the Panthers. The ball handed up to Rashid, and he comes up the middle. The Diesel is getting close to the first down, and he's going to be brought down just short. Looks like it's going to be a third and one.
The pit stop proven to be very necessary for Rashid Rankin there. You're able to check the fluids, make sure everything's good to go, rev up the engine, and there you go. Just ride him all the way to the end zone.
Whoop, whoop. The Diesel is purring right now. Straight up the middle. Rashid Rankin, third down and a long one. Let's see if they keep feeding the Diesel the football. Cougars look standing on the field. They don't huddle. They go right over the football. That's a tight formation. Stockard in the shotgun. The Diesel right behind him. Now he shifts to the right. Third and one here. Stockard's going to throw. Now he comes up the middle, and he throws it out, and he throws a bad pass. And a little bit in indecision right there on Jared. I think he should have either taken the run or set his feet. He missed his receiver who was open out in the flat.
Pass intended for Jack Reese. And, yeah, he was off balance when he was throwing, but he made the smartest throw he could, and given the circumstance, the pocket again collapsing on him. He rolls out to the right, and he throws that ball out of bounds where only his wide receiver could have gotten it.
Yeah, indecision. That killed the Night Stalker right there. Wasn't sure if he should have run or threw. He could have done either. And here it is, the first big play of the game. Fourth down and one. The football right at the 20, at the 16-yard line of the Panthers. Stalker now, two receivers right, two receivers left, and now it's going to be a play is being stopped. And it looks like it's going to be a timeout. So we're going to send it back to the studio. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for the Division III semifinal.
And Nick, right before we took that commercial break, the Rancho Cotati Cougars ran up to the line of scrimmage, trying to get Benicia to jump offside, ended up calling a timeout. They've had now a full minute to think about it. We'll see what the play call is here on 4th and 2.
Jared Stalker in the shotgun. The Diesel right behind him. One receiver right, one receiver left. The Diesel gets the football. He's looking for a hole, and he comes forward, and he falls forward. And it's a first down for the Cougars. Boy, what great patience. Does that remind you of any player that you might have remembered?
Reminds me of a very young Le'Veon Bell when he's back with my Pittsburgh Steelers. But I could have put down my entire paycheck on that right there, on that play call. Just give the ball to Rankin, and let's see how it goes. And, of course, he's going to fall forward for that first down. Put them in prime time. Ball's on the 13 right now. Rancho chugging along. Benicia hasn't had the ball all first quarter, and we're more than halfway through it.
5 minutes, 30 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. The handoff again, straight up the middle to Rashid Rankin. He's dodging right, dodging left, and he breaks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cougars! Rashid Rankin, 13 yards, straight up the middle of the field. And I love his little dance step, a little
slicing,
one to the left,
dicing,
a little to the right.
Dancing, prancing. He does it all. Great handling on the diesel, not just all horsepower. Was able to dance his way into the end zone there, evading all of the Benicia tacklers.
Cougars take the opening kickoff and drive down the field for a touchdown, lining up for the extra point now. Alex Sandoval. The snap is good. The hold is good. And the kick is no good. A line drive that went underneath the crossbars.
Almost took
the
official's head off.
So the Cougars strike first. And they lead 6-0 in this Division III semifinal. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Lococo's voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe Lococo offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. Lococo's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk. KSRO.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars took the opening kickoff, used up more than half of the first quarter, six first downs on their way to a 13-yard touchdown run by Rashid the Diesel Rankin. Kicking off now is Sandoval for the Cougars, and it's a high kick taken right at the six-yard line. He comes straight up the middle, is Cameron Lane, and he's tackled by several of the Rancho Cotati Cougars, and the Panthers will get the football for the first time starting at the Cougars at the Panthers' own 21-yard line.
Lane only had the ball for about 15 yards there, but you could see he's the type of player that has next-level speed as well. Give him a hole, and he's ready to take off. Coincidentally, the quarterback for this Benicia offense, the senior 6-foot, 178 pounds. We'll see what he can do leading the Panthers down the field here as they try to answer Rancho's initial punch in the mouth.
The Panthers in their white uniforms, royal blue helmets, get the first ball. Cameron Lane, the quarterback, the senior, takes the snap, hands it straight up the middle, and there's nowhere to go there. The defenders for Rancho Cotati just a great job right in there. Mahala Santorinos.
Number 20, Marion Burrell, had nowhere to go. Rancho collapsing very fast on that. Be something to keep an eye out here. If Rancho is able to run the ball the way they want to and stop Benicia from running the ball, this could be a very, very long night for Benicia.
Cameron Lane, the quarterback for the Panthers, comes under center, gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Now he rolls around the left end, and he's got a lot of room, and he gets the first down. A great fake on the handoff by Cameron Lane as the first back went up the middle. Rancho bit on that.
Good old-fashioned bootleg as he takes it around the left to the outside, and he's able to reach his hand across to pick up the first down. If Stalkers reminded me of Kyler Murray, just from the two plays I've seen Lane so far, he reminds me of a Lamar Jackson, as much as I hate to admit it, given that he plays for the Baltimore Ravens.
First and 10 for the Panthers, the football at the Panthers' home 33. Hands off the ball to his brother, and his brother's coming around the side, and he's not going down easy, and he picks up a first down. A great run by Kendall Lane. He came to the right side, Jeff. He didn't go down, and he's finally brought down, but it's not till a 12-yard gain.
He put up the stiff arm and was able to fight off a couple defenders and pick up the first down. Very, very dangerous combination back there in the backfield between the Lane brothers of Cameron and Kendall for this Benicia Panther squad.
The two twin brothers, just 6 foot, 178, 180 pounds. Not much difference in the size, but you can see their speed. And there's a handoff, and there's a penalty marker. It looks like two players were moving at the same time for the Panthers. I think that ball's going to be brought back. Illegal motion. It is.
Can't do that. Going to get penalized for it. Negates the play and drops him back 5 yards.
Going to make it a first and 15. Ball pushed back to the Panthers' own 40-yard line.
Benicia head coach Craig Holden not happy about that one.
If you're just joining us, the Rancho Cotati Cougars took the opening kickoff, drove 74 yards for a touchdown, picking up six first downs. Rashid Rankin in from 13 yards out for the touchdown. The Panthers with their first possession here, 4 minutes remaining in the quarter. Cameron Lane hands the ball off to his brother, Kendall Lane, and he stopped for a no gain.
Now, if you're Rancho, you just want to be able to do that down after down. And if you're Benicia, you're just going to chop that one up as that play didn't work. Let's try and run it again. And if I'm them, I'm not going to try anything different. I'm going to continue to run the ball, too. Show Rancho that, hey, you're not the only one that could do this.
Raymond Nixon on the stop for the Cougars. Second down and 15. Cameron Lane, the quarterback, takes all the snaps under center. Now he's going to drop back, looking to pass, throws it quickly, and the ball's going to be intercepted. And coming up the sideline, and he's tackled. The ball was off the receiver's hands. Ty Paletti, and I think we mentioned his name in the pregame. He makes a impact as he gets the tip football, moves up the field. First down for the Cougars at the Panthers 38.
Big-time players are going to make big-time plays in playoff games, and that's what Paletti did. The tip ball, he had the presence of mind to completely stop where he's at, catch the ball, able to make it 10 yards before he gets brought down, and now Rancho is going to be starting the ball with Benicia territory.
First and 10 for the Cougars. There's the first turnover of the game. The Cougars in excellent field position at the Panthers 38-yard line. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Stockard in the shotguns, hands it to the Diesel, and the Diesel's coming up the middle, and again he pushed forward. And he's fallen forward. That's his motive. The Diesel told me, Nick, I want to, every time I run, I'm going to run angry, and I'm going to fall forward every time. And he did it again for a six-yard gain.
He's showing it, whether he's only picking up 2 yards or what's looking like a standard 8 yards tonight. He's running angry. He's absorbing contact, and it's taken multiple Benicia defenders to bring him down.
Second down and four, a six-yard gain on first down. The ball right at the Panthers' 33-yard line. Stockard with the he wants to pass. He throws it out in the flat, and it's complete to Anthony Scardina, and he's tackled immediately, just short of the first down. An excellent tackle coming up from the secondary for
number 24, Shane Martin, doing a great job of wrapping up, trapping Scardina, making sure that that play didn't bust off for a bigger gain.
No run after catch there for the big tight end from Rancho Cotati. It's going to bring up a third down and two.
And now, Nick, this would be another time where I'd be willing to bet my paycheck on the fact that they're going to give Rankin the ball.
I would probably want to double down with you, okay? Rankin alone in the backfield. Stalker shifts him to the right. Hands the ball to the Diesel, and here comes the Diesel. He's hit, but he's staying up, and he's spinning away. And you're not. And a couple of the Benicia Panthers tried to shoulder him, and that did not work, Jeff.
You are not going to be able to throw a shoulder at him. You're not going to be able to wrap up. You're just going to have to jump on, hold on, and wait for somebody else to come and try and knock him on his feet. It's going to take two or three Benicia defenders to bring him down.
The Diesel's coming out to get refueled. Coming back into the game, there's Jaden Herrera, first and 10 for the Cougars. And that was all heart and soul for the Diesel right there. Football now was at the 21-yard line of the Benicia Panthers. They're trailing 6-0. 1 minute, 38 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Stockard, he's going to throw, and he throws over the middle, and it's caught! And he's dragging the receivers. A little short, skinny post. Brandon Proshold caught it. The defender was on his back, but Proshold drug him down, and it's going to be first and goal for the Cougars.
No pass interference necessary. That ball was put right where it needed to be, despite the defender draped all over his back, able to pick it up. Now the ball's at the 7-yard line, and Rancho's looking primed to put some more points up on the board.
The Night Stalker threaded the needle, as you mentioned. The defender had good position, but the pass was thrown perfectly. First and goal, Cougars, the football at the 7-yard line. The snap goes to Jaden Herrera. They're in the four horsemen. He comes up the middle, and this time Benicia does a good job of standing him up and stopping him right at the 6-yard line.
Rankin still on the sideline. Looking for Rashid Rankin. He might be in the game. No, Rankin's still on the sideline, but if I'm them, I've got to get Rankin back out in the game.
Second down and goal. The football at the 6-yard line of the Panthers. The snap goes right to Hayden. He comes up the middle again, and this time he's again met, but he's fighting his way inside the 5. Finally brought down at the 3-yard line. Third and goal from the 3.
Stalker's going to come back out on the field. Same with his wide receivers, Proshold and Reese.
Rashid Rankin gets his helmet back on. He's not in for this series. You'd like to see the diesel in there. Little slow getting onto the field. Jared Stalker came to the sideline to talk to head coach Gary Kotalin. Goes back on there. We're coming down to the end of the third, end of the first quarter here. Let's see if they get this playoff. Stalker in the shotgun, and it looks like the clock's going to run out. And it is. We're at the end of the first quarter here at Rancho Cotati High School in the North Coast Section Division III semifinal. The Rancho Cotati Cougars leading the Benicia Panthers. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School for the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet. The first quarter has ended in this North Coast semifinal, and the Rancho Cotati Cougars lead 6-0 over the Benicia Panthers. But the Cougars are knocking on the door. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line, and that was a break for the Cougars, because guess who's back on the field?
Rasheed Rankin, the diesel.
The diesel is in the I formation right behind Jared Stalker. Third and goal. Stalker in the shotgun shifts the diesel to the left. He hands the ball to the diesel, and the diesel's coming in, and he plunges into the end zone. Touchdown, Cougars!
It's too easy at this point, Nick. The first 12 minutes was all Rancho Cotati, and it's looking like it's going to be the same here as they jump out to a 12-0 lead. It looks like they might go for two here. I don't trust the kicking game.
Well, that no doubt the last PAT was not very pretty. It was might have been ugly with the capital U. They are going to go for the two-point conversion. Rasheed Rankin stays in the game. Jared Stalker got the signal from the play from Coach Gary Kotalin, goes back on the field. The Cougars do line up in a huddle this time.
Now, this is going to be very promising if you're Benicia, because if you could stop this two-point score, gives you a little momentum to build off on offense. And conversely, if you get this, if you're Rancho, you're sitting pretty right now at the start of the second quarter.
I don't know if there's a penalty. They're going to stop the game here for a moment. Coming out of the game is Jack Reese, had something on that was illegal. I couldn't see it, but the referee immediately said, hey, you got to get off the field.
And on comes number 88, Isaiah George, in his place.
Rankin to the left. They fake the ball, throw it out in the flat, and it's caught for the two-point conversion. And what a beautifully designed play, Jeff.
Scardina did a great job of screening out the defender there, able to get the ball to Proshold just like they drew it up. Now Rancho's up 14-0 with 11:57 left in the second quarter.
Proshold was the wide receiver, came in. Scardina kind of gave him a little block. I don't know if we could call it a block or maybe a screen or something.
It's legal within the first 2-3 yards of the line of scrimmage. Once you get downfield, that's when it becomes illegal blocking, illegal contact.
Yeah, and they caught the pass and went into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So the Cougars now lead 14-0 right here at the start of the second quarter. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week on KSRO. I'm Nick Mattis with my right-hand man, Jeff Woodworth. Our third member of the team is Michael Barabalt. We're going to get Michael's thoughts on the first quarter. He's been keeping a close eye at the trenches. That's what Michael does. And when we get a chance, maybe on our next break, we'll send it to Michael's thoughts on the who's winning the battle of the trenches. The Cougars kicking off to the Panthers. The kick is a line drive kick. It bounces at the 10-yard line, and it goes out of bounds. So the Panthers will take over the football, trailing 14-0.
And this is great news if you're Benicia. The illegal procedure is going to help give you a great starting field position, just what you needed. Now you need to do the obvious things. Control the ball, protect the ball, move the ball.
The Panthers need to continue to
get some first downs.
Okay, they didn't. They were had an interception. Were they going to kick over?
They're going to make them re-kick. I don't think we haven't seen this all year. Out of all the special teams woes we've seen this year, from the missed kicks to illegal procedures, I've never seen this.
Well, when you've got some explosive players like the Benicia Panthers do, they're going to push them back. They're going to take the 5 yards, push them back. The ball's going to be kicked from the 35. The Panthers have some excellent athletes, a lot of speed. Trailing 14 to nothing, the Panthers are going to need to possess the football. They don't want to give it back. So far, the time of possession in the scoreboard is all Rancho Cotati right now. There's the kick, and this is a much better kick, driven deep and taken inside the 5 yard line, coming straight up the middle of the field, and he finds a hole, and he's coming up the field. He's got one player to beat, and a great job by the kicker.
Number
saving
14, Alex Sandoval, with a touchdown saving tackle. Lane hit that next level and was ready to go, and somehow Sandoval is able to stay, keep his wits about him, reach out and trip him by his toes.
5'11", 165, OMG, Alex Sandoval. Oh, my gosh. He was able to make a tackle. It was a touchdown-saving tackle. I got to tell you, I figured he had no problem breaking that one, and Sandoval just showed me a something. Here come the Panthers with a great return. The football at the Cougars' 40-yard line, and coming up the middle and missing a tackle and gate, finally being brought down inside the 25-yard line is Morian Burrell. Burrell, with his first carry of the game, found a big hole, finally brought down inside the Cougars' 25-yard line. First down, Panthers.
That offense is looking supercharged after that nice return. Burrell with a great job of finding the open space and turning into a big play.
Cameron Bell takes the handoff, finds another big hole, and as he's gouging it up the middle, this time it's Brock Kalea. See, this is what we talked about. Coach Craig Holden mentioned to me that they've got a lot of good athletes, and he likes to keep them, rotating them in. He's got his second backfield in the game, and they've already very productive. The ball is inside the Cougars' 5 yard line, first and goal, Panthers, trailing 14 to nothing. Cameron Lane under the center takes a snap, hands it around in. Now this time, and he stopped and brought down for a loss.
Number 54, Max Uli, on the stop there, able to blow up the play up the middle, bring him down in the backfield.
A 2 yard loss. Morian Burrell tried to get out of the grasp, but Max Uli held on tight, and he drops him for a 4 yard loss. Going to bring up second down and goal from the 8 yard line.
This stadium's getting loud. The fans are starting to rock us up here on top of the booth here, Nick.
Cameron Lane under center. Takes the snap, pitches it out to Morian Burrell, who comes around in, pushes his way, and he's brought down. Let's see if they call it just short. Just short, and maybe a football leaked away from the touchdown. Third down and a football, possibly.
Now, if you're Benicia, you're going to really need this touchdown here to get things going. And if you're Rancho Cotati, even just surrendering a field goal here is a huge win.
Two down territory, I'm sure of that. Up under center's Cameron, and he takes the snap, and he plunges forward. Let's see. It looks like he may have came up short. He lost his footing. Somebody tripped him up. And it is a touchdown. Touchdown, Panthers, as they cut into the lead.
Despite the loss of footing, he's still able to find his way into the end zone there. Bunch of heart from the quarterback and leader of this team, Cameron Lane.
He didn't need much, just a football length, and when he fell, the football crossed and broke the plane. Touchdown, Panthers. They're lining up for the extra point.
Number 32, Cameron Church, lining up to kick the extra point.
14-6. The snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is no good. He pulled it left. And the Cougars lead 14-6 with 9:53 remaining here in the second quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
For 35 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dental professionals in the Bay Area and beyond. Thoughtfully constructed dental appliances require 90% less chair time to seat, and a huge selection of artistic colors and special effects give patients that one-of-a-kind smile. Marin Orthodontics has a state-of-the-art 3D printer so your dentist can send scans. Ask your dental professional to use Marin Orthodontics. That's marinorthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Benicia Panthers just marched right down the field, aided by a 60-yard kickoff return, and they cut into the lead here, trailing 14-6. The PAT was missed, and they're kicking off now to the Cougars. The ball's driven by William Cook, taken at the 5-yard line, coming up the middle. He finds a little hole, and he's finally brought down inside the 20, inside the 30-yard line. Coming up the field for was Brandon Proshold, taken down, and the Cougars are back on the field with their leading 14-6 right now, Jeff.
And if you're Rancho, you just want to stick to the program, keep feeding Rankin the ball, chew the clock up. You see now that Benicia's going to struggle on the special teams just like you are.
Two receivers right, two receivers left. That's the favorite formation. Rashid Rankin now hands the ball. It's a delayed handoff, and this time the Benicia Panthers do a much better job of stopping him. Okay, Rancho. You don't have to. It's okay if you want to. Okay, 9:27 and counting here. Rancho Cotati with the second down and 10. Football at their own 30. Three receivers left and only one receiver right. They're getting the signals now. Every one of them has an armband. They look down for the call. The ball's handed to Rankin. He comes up the middle. And again, another nice job by the defensive line for the Panthers as they smother him and bring him down. Third down and 7. The football at the 32-yard line. Looks like a passing down to me here, Jeff. We'll see. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Jaden Herrera is going to relieve the diesel in the backfield. Stockard remains in the shotgun. That's where he's been all night. 8:31 remaining in quarter number 2. Now he shifts Herrera to the right, and he drops straight back. Now he throws over in the flat, and he throws an incomplete pass. Just out of the reach. Gianni Gigolo was over there, and he could not come up with it, and that's going to force a punt.
The Italian that cost us some trip-ups there when we covered these games earlier in the year, unable to make the play there. Looks like Rancho's going to punt the ball away. Benicia's going to get another chance to strike here with 8:24 remaining in the half.
Going back is the quarterback for the Benicia Panthers, Cameron Lane, standing at his own 35-yard line. Cougars have the snap is good. Jared Stalker's kick is a short kick, bounces at the 40. It's going to roll around and be downed right at the Benicia Panthers' 40-yard line. They're going to take over trailing 14-6 with 8 minutes, 14 seconds remaining in quarter number 2 in this North Coast Section Division 3. We're going to send it up to Joe Pasquini. Michael Baribault's thoughts real quick.
All right. Live here on the field after Benicia's Cameron Lane just QB sneaked in for a touchdown. Rancho did a good job during the first quarter. Their offensive line was fantastic, getting a good push, and I was really impressed with Rashid Rankin's second effort. That's what got him those two touchdowns. That's what got Rancho off to a good start. We'll see if that continues here on KSRO.
Thank you, Michael Baribault. The snap goes to Kendall Lane, and Kendall Lane goes down the right sideline. He's got a big hole, but there's going to be a penalty as he's finally brought down at the Rancho Cotati 30. But they're going to have to bring that back. There's a flag on the play, and boy, that's a tough break for the Panthers. A huge gain nullified.
Rancho catching a huge break there on the defensive side of the football. And yes, whatever you can do to stop this playmate, this explosive Benicia team that's full of playmakers. You look at the roster, a lot of these kids don't even have positions listed. They just list them as athletes.
Kicks him back 5 yards. It's going to make it first down and 15. The football at the Panthers' 35-yard line, trailing 14-6. 8 minutes remaining in quarter number two. In the shotgun now is Cameron Lane. He fakes the handoff, and he's going to try to get around the right end. And he's going to be thrown down and out of bounds after a 3-yard loss.
Brandon Prosholt able to recognize the fact that the rush was coming, jumped it, was able to bring him down out of bounds for a loss of four or five yards on the play.
Gino Mincarini helped on the tackle. Cameron Lane, super fast, tried to get the edge, but Mincarini would not allow it and forced him out of bounds. Second down and 16 yards now. The football inside the Panthers' 35-yard line. Cameron Lane, the quarterback, staying in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left, and he throws deep out here in the flat, and it's dropped. He threw a beautiful pass, laid it right on the hands of number 15,
Gino Shaw Hart.
Oh, boy, Shaw Hart should have had that, I think, Jeff.
I think it's one of those old adages, you get your hands on the ball, you got to catch it. He did get up a little slowly as he jogs back to the huddle here, but I think he'd even tell you that he should have had that one.
That ball was thrown perfectly. A nice arching throw by Cameron Lane. He led the receiver to the sideline, and it went right through his hands. A break for the Cougars. Third down and a long 16. The football inside the Panthers' 35. Cameron Lane drops back, throws over the middle, and he's intercepted. The ball brought up the middle of the field, going down the right sideline. Again, it's Ty Paletti. Cameron Lane overthrew the receiver, went right into the hands of Ty Paletti, and he roamed down the sideline, finally brought down inside the Panthers' 20. First and 10, the Cougars.
Lane was throwing the ball to number 23, Brody Kai Alava, and I think Kai Alava started to feel the pressure coming across the middle, bailed out on the catch, and that allowed Paletti to step up and make the big interception, bringing the ball back to what appears to be the 19-yard line, setting Rancho up for another easy touchdown opportunity.
I don't know about easy. We'll see about that. The Panthers' defense is going to have something to say. Stockard in the shotgun, shifts Rankin, hands the ball straight up to the middle, and the Diesel again comes up the middle, but this time the Panthers slow him down after a gain of three.
I'm telling you, Nick, the craziest part about watching Rankin is the fact that it takes three, four defenders to bring this kid down.
Definitely a second-level player. Wonder where he is going to end up going to college. Rashid the Diesel Rankin, 6'1", 225 pounds. Definitely a man out there. Second down and 7. Cougars with the football at the Panthers' 18-yard line. Leading 14-6. 7 minutes remaining here in quarter number two. Stockard shifts the Diesel to the left. Takes the snap. Fakes it. Now he rolls out. Throws it out in the flat. And it's complete to Anthony Scardina. And an excellent tackle. Brought down immediately by Cameron Lane. No gain after the catch. Third down and 6.
Scardina's a great big target for Stalker to throw the ball to, but I think if I were Rancho, I would utilize him more deeper down into the red zone in the end zone area. There's just too many playmakers. There's too much speed on the field with Benicia right now to be properly using Scardina out in the open like that, unless it's going to be for short yardage situations.
Third down and 6 yards for the Cougars. Leading 14-6, 6:20 left here in quarter number two. Stockard's going to pass, drops back, throws it out in the flat. It's caught by Rankin. Can he get the first down? A great tackle. He's going to be short. Would this be two down territory? I got to believe it.
Are you trying to make a statement here about halfway through the second quarter? You've already got a possession up on them. Why not? You're playing with house money if you're Rancho right now.
Fourth down in a long two. Rankin caught the football, and a beautiful tackle came up from the secondary for the Benicia Panthers. It looked like it was number 23.
Off comes a wide receiver for Rancho, Jordan Broderick, and enter into the game, Dimitri Johnson, a running back. I can't help but think that this is going to be a punch him in the mouth type of running play to Rankin.
Two receivers right, two receivers left. Rankin gets the football, comes up the middle, and he spins. Let's see if he can get it. It's going to be close. Jeff's giving the thumbs up. I'm going to tell you, they might need to wait till they get out of the pile, and it's a first down. They're moving the sticks forward.
He was given a generous spot. I was watching the line judge run up there. Now they drop the sticks. They're in goal to go territory here. This is where Scardina comes back on. You definitely want to find him in a corner. Utilize that size.
6'3", Anthony Scardina, the tight end. Rashid Rankin, the Diesels. They've been feeding the beast tonight. There's no doubt about that. Jared Stalker in the shotgun. The Diesel shift to the right now. Tight formation for the Cougars. In motion, Jack Reese. A quick pass out into the flat and caught, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cougars. Dimitri Johnson caught the ball in a little screen, had a blocker in front of him, and went into the end zone. And the Cougars strike again, 20-6. And they're going to go for one this time.
6 foot, 225 pounds. Good luck stopping him once he's got the football. Just a compliment right there to Rankin. Rancho's got too much size in the backfield. He's able to catch it and run with it. That's, he makes him even more dangerous.
Alex Sandoval in for the PAT for the Cougars. Broderick the holder. The snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is right down the middle. And the Rancho Cotati Cougars lead 21-6. Boy, what a great two turnovers in the first half, and the Cougars have capitalized off of both of them. Ty Paletti, the defensive back, has had two interceptions. Got to tell you, Jeff, right now those turnovers are huge. That's the difference in the game, 21-6. 14 points scored off of those two turnovers.
Benicia's not able to hold on to the ball, and conversely, Rancho's doing a great job of killing the clock and not giving it back to him. So that's providing a problem here for Benicia. You got 4:57 left in this half. You need to get something going here with your offense. Build on it. I believe, if I remember correctly, Rancho received the ball to start the game. So if this is Benicia, this is a perfect time. Get a nice five-minute offense. You want to kill as much clock, get some points on the board. You start off with the ball in the second half, and bada-bing, bada-boom, you could have something going in the second half.
That's the recipe for the Panthers to get back in the game, 21-6. Just under 5 minutes remaining here at Rancho Cotati High School. Thanks for joining us here on the Game of the Week on KSRO. And here's the kick by Alex Sandoval. It's a nice deep kick. Backing up to the gold line and catching it as he falls into the gold line is Cameron Lane. He's hit at the 12-yard line and brought down by a plethora of tacklers.
The adjustment was made on the kickoff team there for Rancho. There were no holes for Lane to take advantage of like last kickoff return, and they brought him down inside of his own 15-yard line. It's
going
to be
Alex Sandoval put a real leg in that as Cameron Lane caught it. He dropped back into the end zone and tried to bring it out. And maybe what was the poor decision as they start with very poor field position. At the football at the 12-yard line. 4 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in quarter number two. The Panthers come up to the line of scrimmage. Cameron Lane under center. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Now he hands it to the second back, and the Cougars defense does a good job after a 2-yard gain. Great job by Max Yulee. Max Jones, the maxes combined right there for a maximum tackle of 2 yards gain. Cougars leading 21-6. The Panthers desperately need to keep the football and get a drive. This time Cameron Lane, the quarterback's in the shotgun. Coming along in motion. Now he's going to drop back. Throws quickly out in the flat, and it's caught. He's tackled immediately. The ball was caught for a first down. Miles Bailey made the catch, the sophomore, but he was cut down, but not till he got the first down right at the Panthers' 24-yard line. First and 10, Panthers.
Number 10, Hunter Canty, right there to meet him as he made the catch. But again, the route was run to perfection, and the bigger body prevailed, picking up the first down.
Panthers break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Under center, Cameron Lane hands the football to his brother, Kendall Lane. Kendall trying to get some yardage, but he's thrown down. Mahala Santorinos manhandling him, pushed him down after a gain of 2. Second down and 8 for the Panthers. 3 minutes, 43 seconds counting down here in quarter number 2. The North Coast section semifinal. Cameron Lane coming up under center. Got his brother, Kendall Lane, right behind him. Drops back, throws quickly out in the flat. It's complete, and a shoestring tackle after a gain of 5.
Number 15, Jack Reese, able to trip up. Number 15, Gio Shaw Hart, as they connect, or as they meet right there, bring up 3rd and 8. In the words of Chris Berman on NFL, or ESPN on NFL. Tick, 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 tick. I'm watching this clock just evaporate right here. And if you're Benicia, you need to start taking some chances down the field.
3 minutes and 7 seconds counting. Great tackle. This is going to force a third down and a long one. Cameron Lane in the shotgun. Brother Kendall is going to hand it, but Lane fakes it, comes up the middle. He's hit, and he's going to be short. I think he's going to be short. Let's see where the spot is. It's going to be very close. You know, they might hope for a stoppage and a measurement, and they're going to get it. That is a break for the Panthers. It stops the clock with 2:38. They're going to bring out the chains. It's very close. Are they going to bring the chains out? Apparently they might not. The officials are taking a look at it. Head referee Steve Corrigan says it's just short. They're looking at it. All and the officials there.
Here
Steve
comes
Corrigan,
the chains.
Ron Rowe, Dave Brown, John Gilvin, and Matt Inmark. They're all huddled up there as the chains come onto the field. 21-6, if you're just joining us. The Rancho Cotati Cougars leading with 2 minutes 38 seconds remaining here in the first half.
Got it, not got it. What do you think he's got?
I think he's short.
You think he's short? They're struggling with the chain right now, and it looks like he is going to be in a first down.
First and 10 Panthers by the nose of the football. That sticks were right there at the white part on the football, but that's all it has to do is break that plane.
Just the tip, Nick. That's all that counts, just the tip.
First down and 10 for the Panthers. They desperately need to get some points on the board, trailing 21-6. Quarterback Cameron Lane under center. Two receivers right, two receivers left. He's going to roll out to the right. Now he throws out in the flat, and it's complete, a beautiful completion. Coming up the field after a nice gain is Jackson Bates. The senior's thrown out of bounds, but right at midfield, first and 10 Panthers.
I love when the offensive coordinator hears us challenging them from up here in the booth. I said Benicia needs to start taking some shots downfield, and sure enough, now with 2:27 left, you're knocking on Rancho territory with the ball here at your own 49, and you're getting something cooking.
First and 10 Panthers right at midfield. Cameron Lane stays in the shotgun. Again, he throws quickly out in the flat, and this pass is Cameron needed to put a little more on that. The pass is going to be ruled incomplete, and that's a break for the Panthers because there was no gain on it really, and it stops the clock with 2:22.
Just not enough chutzpah thrown behind that pass.
Again, the officials are huddling up. Let's see what there's some question whether it was a catch or not. The clock has been stopped. This is an opportunity if you're the Panthers to get in the huddle and get some plays. I don't see them doing it. They're
nope.
Looking at the officials. You really got to keep your poise here. It's going to be second down. It is a completion, a gain of two.
The clock will continue to run.
And the clock begins. The ball's placed inside the Rancho 50-yard line now.
Rancho
second
fans
down and nine.
Clearly unhappy with the play or with the call on the field.
I think they should have been happy if the clock kept running. Second down and nine. Under center's Cameron Lane looking to pass, thrown long down the sideline, and it's a beautiful pass, and it's just overthrown. He threw it where only his man could get it.
Number 22, Darius McNorton, just overthrown on the play. They look like they might have had reservations for six had that pass connected. So you had Cameron Lane not put enough on that previous throw, and then he put too much on this last throw. I don't know if it's nerves or what, but he needs to settle down, get in a rhythm, and Benicia will be able to put some points up on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. He had beaten Alex Sandball there. He had a step on him. The ball just overthrown. Third down and nine. Football just inside the 50-yard line. Cameron Lane drops back. He throws it again. It's way too far up the field. He did not allow his receiver there, Gio Shaw Hart, to get up the field. He threw it a little too soon. And you can throw that pass, Jeff, but you got to throw it much higher up in the air.
It's Shaw Hart looking for a flag on the play. They were hand fighting there at the line of scrimmage. I think that's just a timing issue between the quarterback and his wide receiver.
That pass can be completed, but you need to throw it to the moon and let him run underneath it. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Panthers going for it. Fourth down and nine. The football at the Cougars 49-yard line. Cameron Lane's coming up the middle. Let's see if he can get it. He's got to get to the outside. And he does get it as he breaks the tackle of Alex Sandoval and picks up the first down right at the marker.
needed to get to the 41. It looks like they're going to rule him out of bounds at the 40, so that will move the chains here. A minute 46 left. He kills the clock, allowing Benicia to huddle up here.
Alex Sandoval came up, had an opportunity, probably needed to try to cut his legs, and Cameron Lane was able to get around him.
Well, if you're Cameron Lane, I would have been looking to run over Sandoval to get back on that trip up for the kick return there.
Little payback. Okay, here we go. First and 10, Panthers. Rolling out now. He's got time, throwing long down the field, and he throws it just out of bounds. Boy, I'll tell you, I'd like Cameron Lane really throws a nice ball. He's just been a little accurate off of it. It's a nice, tight spiral.
It's the touch he's got to work on.
Absolutely. Second down and 10. The clock stops. 1:40 remaining here in the first half. Cougars leading 21-6, but the Panthers driving down the field.
I like the play call there. The bootleg having him roll out towards us here on the left side, and then having his wide receiver, Shaw Hart, beat Jack Reese down the line. But again, you just need to get the touchdown on that pass, and you'll have a touchdown.
Cameron Lane takes the snap, trying to roll out, throws quickly, and it's going to be picked off by Jack Reese. And Jack Reese is coming down the sideline, and he steps out of bounds. Jack Reese read it perfectly as Gio Shaw Hart turned out for an outside on the flat there. It didn't force Jack Reese deep, and he stepped right in front of him and picked it off.
Pass was 100% telegraphed there from Cameron Lane, and I'm not going to be here to question anybody's effort, but Gio Shaw Hart not doing his what appeared to be his best to run down Reese after the interception. I'm just wondering if all these turnovers are starting to affect the morale and the motivation here, Benicia.
Great call right there. We're going to tell it how it is. We give it to you straight without a chaser here in the booth. Jeff Woodworth, Nick Mattis. First down and 10 for the Cougars. The football at the Panthers' 45-yard line. 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining here in the first half. Jared Stalker, the quarterback in the shotgun, takes the snap. Hands it up to the Diesel. The Diesel found a hole. Sidesteps a couple of tacklers, and he finally brought down, but not for a 15-yard gain. Boy, I love his patience, Jeff. He just sidesteps. When he sees it, he accelerates. That's a diesel truck right there.
It just seems like Rancho's got that extra pep in their step right now. They're able to hit that second gear much faster than Benicia. The turnovers probably have more than enough to do with that.
There's a delay, and this time Benicia does a great job. That looked like a delayed handoff, and Benicia had no problem defending that one, and it's going to be a 3-yard loss as Jared Stalker handed it to Rashid Rankin, but the defense for Benicia had penetrated.
Well, the thing is with draw plays, your offensive line falls back because if they're in pass blocking, and we know that that's not Rancho's strength, they're more of a run blocking offensive line, which is to step up and hit you in the mouth real quick. So by dropping back on the draw play, that really shifts the advantage to Benicia's defensive line.
Rancho's going to call a timeout here. We're going to keep it right here. 21-6, 1 minute and 8 seconds. We've got a great halftime interview with longtime Rancho Cotati head coach Ed Cohenroy is going to join us here at halftime. So don't go away. We'll get Michael Barabalt's thoughts of the first half. Jeff and I will break down and have Joe Pasquini, the godfather, might have some scores and a few scores from games here. We're the last game of the semifinals, and next week we're going to be at Cardinal Newman Santa Rosa High School for the Cardinal Newman Marin Catholic game on Saturday night. Another Saturday night special, my man. 7 o'clock, kickoff 6:35, the game of the week for the North Coast Section Division 4 championship. All right, here's Stalker. Now he shifts Rashid Rankin. Now he drops back, and it's a screen pass and well defense and knocked away.
Number 56, Darius Hurd, injecting himself back into the broadcast. Remember, he was shaking things up as the edge rusher on the opening drive, forcing Rancho into the heavy run game. And there he was again, breaking up the potential screen pass.
Jacob Dortch knocked it down. The junior, 6'3", 240 pounds, stops the clock. Minute 3 remaining. Third down, though, and a long 14 yards for the Cougars. Rashid Rankin shifts to the right, two receivers left, two receivers right. Here's Stockard throwing long for the end zone. And the ball's caught. And is it Jack Reese? Jack Reese with the catch. And he's injured on the play, but it's going to be a completed pass, I think. Oh, there's a penalty on the play, Jeff, back here at the line of scrimmage. So that's going to take away an excellent effort. All right, let's take a break here. We got a man down on the field. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K278 CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks. Provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center. Brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brent Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Jack Reese walks off the field, but there's a holding penalty that negated a really nice pass play from Jared the Night Stalker to Jack Reese, kicking the ball back to the 50-yard line with the, now it's going to be a third and 25 for the Cougars. And Stalker throws out, and it's a wide-open receiver, and it's caught. Going down, Jared the Night Stalker with a beautiful play found Gianni Gigolo on the right flat. And Gigolo's going to come upfield, but looks like there may be another penalty on the play.
Likely going to be a holding penalty here against number 65, Orion Piombo. And that'll negate the big play. That's two big plays now for Rancho. And Jack Reese had that great play downfield that looks like he knocked the wind out of himself. He's up on the sideline moving around. So that's good news for Jack Reese. Doctor's taking a look at him. I know he's going to try and get back in this playoff game. And then if you're Rancho, you're just shooting yourself in the foot here with these two back-to-back penalties.
Yeah, and two holding penalties in a row. That was a beautiful play by Jared the Night Stalker as he rolled to his left and then he spun, did a 180, came back to the side of the field and found a wide-open Gianni Gigolo, and Gigolo went up the sideline for the first down, and now they're going to push it back even further, and this is going to be a
third
really
and forever. Third and forever.
Yeah, third and forever. Let's call it that. It's actually going to be third and there's 10, 20, 30, 40
forever.
Yards.
Forever.
Yeah, 10 and 40 yards. Okay.
The first down is at the Benicia 22. The ball is currently at Rancho's 33.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure it out. The officials have been pretty quiet all game. There's the last couple of plays here have been pretty tough in the game, but we haven't had a whole lot of penalties by this crew. We've had some games where we didn't say that, though, didn't we, Jeff?
Yes.
45 seconds, and there's an offside. 45 seconds remaining here in the first half. Rancho Cotati leading the Benicia Panthers 21-6. There's 5 yards back, so now it's third and
39.
Okay.
We're not at forever. There is light at the end of the tunnel here. And if you're Rancho, it's going to be a curious call here. 45 seconds left. Do you just run the ball and kill the calf, or do you try
absolutely
and go take a shot?
The Diesel right behind Jared Stalker. Shift to the left. I'm going to hand the ball to the Diesel. See if we can't get a big play and run the ball up the field and make it a good punting situation. And the ball is handled to the Diesel. He founds a little hole. He spins. He's still not going down. And finally, he's brought down at the 45-yard line of the Rancho Cotati Cougars. The clock is running, and it's stopped. They may add a few more seconds onto that. Yeah, they may add a few more seconds.
Benicia calls a timeout here. It's going to be fourth and about 36. So they're going to try. I don't blame Benicia here for calling a timeout, trying to get something going. You're going to have your quarterback, Cameron Lane, back there to receive the punt. See if he can make something happen.
I may go for the block punt here. What do you have to lose? All-out blitz, try to block that punt. Get yourself into some position. 21-6, 32 seconds remaining here in the first half. And next week we'll be at Santa Rosa High School on Saturday night for the Division IV championship game between the Cardinal Newman Cardinals and the Marin Catholic Wildcats. I love that matchup. Cronin against Moyed. Two of the greatest coaches in this area.
Love to see the former school make it to a championship game. We'll do my best to keep all bias out of that broadcast, but do have a soft spot for Newman. And it's just going to be fun to watch them go up against Marin Catholic, two powerhouses up here in the North Bay. The officials have added 6 seconds back to the clock, so we're going to have 38 seconds, 4th and 34. Cameron Lane and number 20, Mariam Burrell, back there for Benicia to field the punt. So maybe they all go an all-out pump block and sending two guys back to make something happen.
No, they didn't. There's a snap to Jared Stalker, and he's waiting a long time. And now he's going to kick it. The ball hits the ground. It takes a nice Rancho Cotati bounce, and it's finally taken by Cameron Lane at the 10-yard line, but he's smothered. Boy, what a great job by Jared the Night Stalker. There was no pass. There was no rush at all. He took the snap, and he just stood there and waited until his players got all the way down the field.
If you're going to sell out like that for the punt return, you need to be sending at least one or two guys up to put some pressure on the punter because, yeah, Stalker just stood back there, took a couple paces to the right, waited for a defender to finally notice, hey, I'm going to hang out back here, until he finally punted the ball off. And very dangerous return there by Cameron Lane. If I'm him, I would have just grabbed the ball and dropped to a knee. I don't need you getting hurt. You're my quarterback. I need you in there for the second half, try and galvanize this offense. You're down, but you're not out.
Panthers are going to take the football at their own 12-yard line, 22 seconds remaining. The ball's handed off to his brother, Kendall Lane, who finds a lane and comes up the middle for a first down. And he's finally brought down at the 27-yard line. An excellent run, 14 yards straight up the middle of the field. The clock is stopped at 14 seconds. Now, the Panthers will get the football to start the second half. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Next week, we'll be at Santa Rosa High School. That's going to be a great matchup there, the Division IV championship. Two powerhouse schools, Cardinal Newman and Marin Catholic. It seems like they play quite often.
These are two schools that are very familiar with each other, have a long-standing history. I believe there's a past game between those two that makes Michael Barabalt's top five NCS games of all time that we'll try and get to at halftime.
Absolutely. Michael Barabalt will come up and join us. We're going to also have Ed Conroy, head coach here at Rancho Cotati. What a great man. 27 years he was the head coach here. 32 years he coached for this program.
14 seconds left here in the second quarter, and I do question the initial run call at first, but I think it was just more to give yourself some breathing room so you're not with your back to your own end zone. It looks like they're going to go out here with about three wide receivers. If you're Benicia, you've already turned the ball over three times in the first half. Might as well take a shot downfield, see if you can make something happen.
Cameron Lane in the shotgun. Two receivers right. Now he sends one in motion, and there's going to be, as the player in motion there, he turned upfield a little too quick. That was Brody Kai Alava, turned upfield a little bit, illegal motion, so they're going to put it back. No time off the clock.
You will lose 5 yards, though, if you're Benicia. Ball at their own 19.
First down and 15. What are you going to do here, Jeff? You're going to try a Hail Mary type play? Get something downfield.
Air it out or a hook and ladder. You don't have any timeouts left, so you're going to have to try and get a big play, chew up some clock, get out of bounds.
I want to get a ball to an athlete in space and let him make a play. He throws long, and it's caught, and he's going to go all the way. Are you kidding me, Jeff? Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Panthers!
Number 22, Darius McNorton, just going for it. They just went streaks down the sideline. It was a foot race between him and number 6, Brandon Proshold. Guess who won the foot race? That's right, number 22, Darius McNorton. And really, just the shot of adrenaline that this Benicia team needed as we're entering getting close to halftime. 4.7 seconds left. Rancho's up 21-12. It looks like Benicia's going to be going for two here, Nick.
Alex Sandoval tried to make the tackle, but McNorton, too big and too strong, broke away, and a 74-yard touchdown pass from Cameron Lane to McNorton for the touchdown, and the Panthers are back in this one. 21-12, 4.7 seconds left, and they're lining up for the point after.
Head coach Garrick Hodling yelling at the officials over something, not exactly sure what it is, but he's making sure that they hear him.
little bit of confusion on the play for the Panthers as they're trying to get lined up here. I believe they're going for two, 21-12. It would make sense here, Jeff.
Absolutely. And Benicia,
Cameron Lane up under center. He's got his, and there's a timeout. Timeout from Rancho Cotati. Why not use your last timeout here? Talk it over, 21-12. We're going to keep it right here. Boy, I'll tell you, that was a huge mistake by the Cougars. I think they should have had more players back near the half, deeper to prevent a play like that, if you ask me, Jeff.
Go big or go home if you're Benicia, though. Wow, rolling the dice and it comes up for you. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. That may be a play that you look back that sparks the Panthers. Remember, they will get the second half kickoff, as the opening kickoff was taken by the Cougars, and they drove 74 yards for a touchdown. But the Panthers will get the second half kickoff, 21-12 right now, and they're getting ready for a two-point conversion.
This is why I was so adamant about it in the pregame. If you're Rancho, you want to control the ball, control the clock, because there are so many athletes on Benicia that lightning can strike at a moment's notice, and we just watched it happen right before our eyes.
Cameron Lane, the quarterback, gets the snap, flips it out to Burrell, and going into the end zone untouched for the two-point conversion. The Panthers have struck for the two-point conversion. The 8 points now, they've cut the lead 21-14. We will have a kickoff here. Boy, what a big play. The momentum has changed, and that really silenced the crowd here on the Rancho side.
Over here on the Rancho side, this box was rocking earlier, and now it's somewhat quiet as Benicia able to strike some life back into this game. Again, I want to see how Rancho, these next 4 seconds, as you return the ball, you're probably just going to run out the clock and the first half. I want to see what they do on their first drive, come back on the defensive side at the start of the next half.
Yeah, do not go away, listeners. 24 minutes of football here. This has been a slobber knocker, Jeff, okay? And I can't wait to see the last 24 minutes of this game. Now lining up for the kick are the Panthers. Rancho Cotati wanting to get one big play here. 4.7 seconds, Jeff. I got to believe this will be the last play of the half. Stick around. Ed Conroy will be joining us at halftime. There's the kick, and it's a line drive kick taken right at the 12-yard line. Came in straight up the middle, trying to get to the outside, and he's going to be pushed out. A good return. He's pushed out at the 40, and that'll do it for the first half here. The Rancho Cotati Cougars lead the Benicia Panthers 21-14. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy, so you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-